May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I would say today, between the lessons and the hymns that we sing, it's all about Christianity. And maybe when we think of the word Christianity, we may say to ourselves and say to others, well, try it, you'll like it. But anyway, the collect starts us off. It says, Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. So what are we asking God? Well, we ask him to illumine us. So what does, you know, what are we illumined by? Well, his word, Jesus Christ, but also the word, the Bible, the sacraments, and then we have a purpose. It's not just given to us for only our use. It's given to us so that we can really work for God, because we're supposed to shine with Christ's radiance. So how do we shine? Well, if we think about it, when we're walking around in the dark, we usually have a little flashlight. Well, what would our Christian flashlight be from God? Most of all, Jesus Christ. But if we really read the Bible and study it each and every day, that's our little Christian flashlight. And also the sacraments, holy baptism. For us and for anyone that's baptized, babies, young children, teenagers, middle-aged, older people, that's a commitment. It's a devotion. It's saying, I believe in the Lord. And then we're made part of God's family. We're welcomed in to his family. We belong to him. And then Holy Communion. We have Jesus Christ in us in such a unique way. We actually are temples. We actually have the body of Christ in us. We have the blood of Christ in us. And that makes us special. Not because we're special, but because our God is. So we see all of this about how Christians are to be kind of exemplified in each and every lesson that we have today. First of all, for Isaiah, it's the same, kind of like a template, like a almost like an example of what steps we go through. There's the call. There's always a call to each and every person. So there's a call. But then we have to be aware of the call. And of course, we have to choose. Are we going to listen? Are we going to reject it? Are we going to listen to Jesus? Or are we going to ignore him? So as we go through our lives as Christians, and let's say we choose to listen to Jesus and do as best as we can, whether we're successful in the eyes of people or not really doesn't matter. What matters is if we remain faithful to the Lord our God. And just like Isaiah kept trying and plugging away, not being perfect, but kept trying to be faithful to the Lord and bring about, you know, God's, you know, people back to him, that's what our mission is too. We are called by God to remain faithful and to be faithful and to share that. And then in Paul's letter, I have to admit, the first thing that kind of caught my attention was how he said, to the church of God that is in Corinth. If we could look at all of the churches, including our own, as God's holy church, sometimes maybe our attitudes might change and other attitudes might change. This is, you know, the Episcopalian church denomination, the Lutherans, you know, the Roman Catholics, all of the churches are really God's church. And we're to respect that and to also be respected. Because I really believe that anybody that goes to church to worship God really has that first and foremost in their mind, to share God's word. So if we remember that we belong to God and this is God's church, then we might become a little bit more effective, more faithful, more unified through the Holy Spirit to share Jesus Christ and his word. Then Paul actually teaches us about ourselves as Christians. He said we're sanctified, so we're holy. Are we holy in and of ourselves, by ourselves? No. We are holy in and through Jesus Christ. God makes us holy. And like I said before, all of us, we are called. All of us are called. We have a purpose given to us by our Lord. But it's kind of up to us to find out what each and every one of us, what our purpose is, actually almost for each and every day. We are to find out what God wants from us. In the morning when we wake up, do we say, okay, God, what do you want me to do today? Even if it's something small, do we count our blessings? Do we thank God for everything in our lives, what we do have? It's up to us to take the time to be like close to God right from the start. And then it's also up to us to receive his gifts. A lot of times you'll hear people say, well, I don't have the gift of faith. Well, God gives it to us, but we have to accept it and then use it. It stopped. Okay. All of us can use the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is actually another flashlight that we can use in the dark. The Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit comforts us, teaches us. And as we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit can illumine our minds and get us thinking. During the day, sometimes I'll think of someone, and I just say a prayer, and I'll give him a call to hear, well, maybe it's God trying to get me to realize maybe that person needs a call. So if you get a sporadic call from me, that's what it is. You know, that's what I do. And I know that others do that for me. And then, like I said before, the sacraments are our flashlight. The Bible is our flashlight. And all of these are gifts from God to teach us how to be Christians. But the most precious gift, the best flashlight that God gives us, is Jesus, our Lord. He's perfect, he's pure, and he loves us no matter what, and he's always there for us. So as we're learning who we are as Christians each and every day, realizing that we are set apart for something special for God, as we remember that we're supposed to be different from others because we have the life of Christ in us, and we're supposed to share that, if that's our purpose. We can say to ourselves, you know, wow, this is special. I do belong to God. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But each and every day, each and every moment, we have choices to make. We are to love God enough to make an effort to know him, to know his word, to know his way and his will, and then love him enough to listen and not ignore and do it. It's up to us to accept our holiness and not say, oh, well, that's not true for me. It's true for all of us. We are holy in Christ. It's up to us to accept our call, even if that call is in the morning to just open the door and say hi with a smile to someone. That shines out Jesus to that person because we're Christians. It's up to us to realize that we are set apart by God through Jesus Christ and with the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't be forced into Christianity each and every day, and we can't force someone else to be a Christian. All we can do for ourselves and others is to realize that we're offered that. We're welcomed by God, and we're loved by God. We're loved into his family. Christianity stems from our devotion to Him, our accepting and using the Holy Spirit, and that teaches us how to experience our God each and every way, physically, mentally, and spiritually, remembering that we're different like our Lord. So we can experience God every moment at work, at play, at school, or at church, even when we're driving. We can say yes to Him and say, yes, I know I belong to You. I'm going to honor that and remember that more fully each and every day. And then we can say to ourselves in our faithfulness, with God's power and joy and with His love, we can say we're Christians and then see what happens. What difference can we make for our God today? So what I'd like to do in the song, if you want to, you can get it out. I think the verse 5 really narrows it down for me. Great things are they that You have done, O Lord my God. How great Your wonders and Your plans are for us. There is none who can compare with You. Amen.